Time now for music, and our guest today made some news this past week when she seemed to endorse Ron Paul for president. Pop singer Kelly Clarkson saw her record sales jump 422% in a day as a result. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. This is a track off Clarkson's latest record, Stronger. She burst onto the scene in 2002 when she became the first winner of American Idol. She'd go on to win Grammys, break records on the charts, and earn the affection of critics. One called her voice the best in pop music history. But unlike many of her contemporaries, Kelly Clarkson has managed to retain her authenticity, and you can trace that back to early 2000 when, on the strength of her voice, Kelly Clarkson was offered a record deal. She was unknown at the time, just 18 years old. She'd moved to L.A. from Texas to pursue her dream, and yet, when that deal came around, she turned it down.
The one contract that I was offered, this was my favorite thing, because I deal with it on the daily now. I literally weighed 124. They told me if I lost 20 pounds that they'd sign me, and I was like, wow. And I had like an eating disorder in high school for a bit, so it's like I think God kind of put me through that to, you know, make me stronger for when situations like that kind of come up and still come up, obviously.
You, that time in L.A. after high school, those 4 or 5 months you lived there, they were kind of a disaster, right?
Oh, my God. I lived like on a mattress like with this crazy girl. We lived in a room of like these people's house, and like they didn't even allow us to use their kitchen, so we had like a little refrigerator. Like it was really funny.
But I mean, you were waiting tables and things like that.
Oh, I had like 4 jobs. I worked at like coffee shops, waitressing. I did extra jobs. After that 4 or 5 months of living out there, we saved money to move in this apartment, and literally the day that the crazy girl and I moved into the apartment, it burned down. So I mean, I had to move home because I like didn't have anywhere to go. So, yeah, I drove home, and then I ended up trying out for Idol right when I got home.
Simon Cowell, he has called you, hands down, the most talented Idol winner ever. Here's what he said about you.
Oh, the best by a mile is Kelly Clarkson. We got so lucky with Kelly Clarkson season one because she's not just a great American Idol winner. She's up there now with some of the greatest singers in the world. I mean, I think she's as good as someone like Celine Dion.
That's pretty high praise from a guy with a reputation for being a complete jerk.
I've actually never heard that before. I don't even know what to say to that. That was really cool. I've never heard that before.
I mean, he's comparing you to one of the greatest living singers in the world. And even critics who don't necessarily like the style of your music, they admit you have this incredible range.
Honestly, I just think we all have special gifts, everyone. You know, obviously some are more noticeable than others, and that's why there's the limelight and everybody's in it. But since I was younger, people had said, this is like your gift, this is what you're supposed to do. And I have felt that every time I'm on stage. And so there was no other option. Mr. Know-it-all, well, you think you know it all, but you
don't know a thing at all, ain't it? Ain't it something you're... In the video for the first single off this album, Mr. Know-it-all, you stand in front of this wall of newspaper clippings that talk about your relationship status, your weight, your sexuality. Do you feel at times that the press coverage of you has been unfair, or is it part of the territory that comes with celebrity?
Oh, I think both. I think it's supply and demand. I think people want to hear bashing things sometimes. I think that's what saddens me more than anything, because I have a really tough skin. Oh, you think that you know me now.
I want to ask you about control, Kelly, because...
Oh, Lord.
Well, in a good way. I mean, you've been pretty stubborn. I mean, you're known for being pretty stubborn, right, about maintaining control over your image, over your songs. Is that a difficult thing to do in your line of work?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And if anybody says otherwise, they're lying. The question I love to get asked is, what's the hardest part of your job? And literally, the answer is probably real sad, but it's... To be me, like, it's really hard because I think people, you know, have their set idea of what a pop star should be. And my whole point is like, well, if I'm the pop star, then it should be whatever I am. There's, you know, room for Katy Perry's and Adele's and Rihanna's and Lady Gaga's and Kesha's and me and Pink. I think what's great about all of us is that we represent something different. Nobody's a picture perfect, but we're worth it, you know.
My guest is Kelly Clarkson. Her new record is called Stronger. I want to ask you about the song The War Is Over.
I watch the days rush by me like a river. I shouldn't wait, but I'm scared to touch the water.
That song seems to have struck a chord with a lot of your fans. What is it about?
It's actually one I didn't write, but it's actually the first song we recorded for this record because everybody loved it. It tells a beautiful story that everybody relates to. Fans will come up to me and they'll be like, oh, I relate that to my family, or I relate that to an ex, or I relate that to my sister in our relationship. Like, that song for me, personally, is a lot to do with the industry. I'm just going to surround myself with some people that have the same vision and same goals as myself. I'm not going to recognize the bashing, I'm not going to recognize the negativity. And I won't let you pull me.
Let me ask you some true or false questions.
Okay.
You have 12 tattoos, including one behind each ear.
I have 13 now.
Sorry, that's 13.
No,
okay.
It's a new one.
Okay,
so.
Fine. You own 9 guns, I read.
I do, 9.
And you sleep with a Colt 45.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes, well, I live alone.
I go, fair enough.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I live alone, so I'm not going out like that. I mean, I got no chance if some man breaks in my house. So, I have a gun.
Sometimes you drink Chivas and sing karaoke to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, but sometimes I drink vodka and do that as well.
I see, okay. But if you show up and do karaoke, I mean, does it quickly fill up with people saying, oh, my God, Kelly Clarkson's in there doing karaoke?
Oh, yeah, and by that time, I'm so drunk, I'm like, yeah, let's duet. Like, okay. I'm like duetting with people. So.
Kelly, this past week you made some news, of course.
Ron Paul.
In Iowa. Ron Paul.
Who knew, right? Wow.
You endorsed him on the internet. You said you really liked him. And your sales, your record sales actually rose, I read, 442%. Talk a little bit about him. What do you like about him?
Well, first of all, I love that, like, something I tweet makes CNN. That says something about our world right there. But, you know, first of all, it was just funny. I was, like, sitting at home with my brother watching Leno. And, you know, he was on Leno, and I was like, man, I was like, I like this dude. I liked him the last time around. I like a lot. You know, he believes in states having the rights, and I think that that's very important. And I've always been about less government, and so I like him. And it's simple as that, man. All I said. I was like, oh, man, I like Ron Paul. Too bad he's probably not going to get the nomination, but, I like him. And then the whole freaking world, like, it went into a frenzy, and everybody started tweeting me, and it was just crazy. But I do enjoy, like, being able to go back and forth with people and find out stuff, you know, about not even Ron Paul, but maybe stuff I didn't know about Obama or Mitt Romney or whoever. But, like, I think it really got blown out of proportion. So
you never, I mean, Ron Paul.
I did enjoy the sales. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure. And maybe Ron Paul will get will get the Clarkson bump.
I know. I was like, hell, I'm going to start endorsing everybody. I was like, I'm just going to start saying names on stuff and get people by my album. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last
laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. As Kelly Clarkson, her new record is called Stronger. Kelly Clarkson, thank you so much for joining us.
I thank you very much. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast, The Best of Weekends and All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode every Sunday night. For audio outtakes from interviews and previews of what's coming up, you can follow me on Twitter at @NPRGuyRaz. Tomorrow, we'll look ahead to the New Hampshire primary and take a look back with previous winners Pat Buchanan and Gary Hart, plus self-publishing phenomenon Amanda Hocking. Until then, thanks for listening. And have a great night.